I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Supersized fries, but no supersized wages. Fast food workers around the world took to the streets today in a global protest to focus attention on the struggles of low-wage workers. It's an outgrowth of a movement by fast food workers in the U.S. to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. In the Philippines, protesting workers held a flash mob inside of a McDonald's in Manila. They sang "Let It Go" from the Disney movie Frozen, except this time the lyrics were "Let go of those low wages." Demonstrations also took place in India, Japan, Hong Kong, Scotland, Ireland. Rallies were planned in 33 countries. In London, more than 100 protesters gathered in front of a McDonald's in Trafalgar Square. "Hungry for justice" was the chant. Julie Sherry was one of the organizers.
We went to Trafalgar Square McDonald's today because we thought this was an appropriate one to choose. It's quite near where our parliament is. It's right in the heart of the capital.
Sherry is trying to focus attention on the issue of zero-hours contracts, which affect millions of low-wage workers in the UK. Under these sort of contracts, workers are not guaranteed hours.
The sort of contract is used to, you know, discipline the workforce in the sense that if you don't come in on your day off because you were called in at the last minute, then you might find out you've got, you know, 4 hours the next week and you can't pay your bills.
Sherry says there's still a long way to go on the campaign, but at least fast food workers there are starting to speak up.
You know, like the strikers in the US would tell you, it's not that they didn't care about the problems that they were facing in the workplace, it was that they didn't think that they had a voice. And so that's what we're trying to raise here at the moment, is that people can have a voice.
We reached out to McDonald's for their voice on today's global protest. They sent a statement saying, "This is an important discussion that needs to take into account the highly competitive nature of the industries that employ minimum wage workers." It went on to say, "McDonald's respects our employees' right to voice their opinions and to protest lawfully and peacefully. If employees participate in these activities, they are welcome back and scheduled to work their regular shifts."